my mom's voice. And who else do we have with us that wants to discuss?
Janice is here.
Good morning.
Hopefully she will be able to stay on.
Okay.
Well, Janice, this is Aaron in Baton Rouge.
Okay, good morning.
Happy Quad.
Let's just start with Janice. Janice, you've been in NECN for a while. What did you learn from what longtime veterans Jack and Sherry said, or I should say it better this way, what nugget are you going to walk away with that was the biggest aha for you of this is what I definitely need to apply to where I'm at?
I had nothing to write stuff down on, and I have to write things down on. I'm sitting by water and watching the lake, so I am going to go back, and the nugget that I learned, and I know there were a couple things there that I thought were really cool, and I can't remember what they were, so I will go back and listen to the crowd. I'll clap. That's what I'm going to do.
This is why we have it recorded so we can. Okay, Chris, let's bounce down from the north down to Louisiana. What are you walking away with what Jack and Sherry have shared?
I think the big thing is just the sincerity that they deliver, you know, the information and sit down and talk with people, and remembering that it's, you know, sometimes I have of late gotten wrapped up in, okay, I'm trying to promote a business, but I think going back to simply, you know, sitting down to help people, which has always been where I came from in the past, and felt comfortable with it, and you know, taking another look at how that works and asking those questions and listening and not sitting on an egg. My wife says, yeah.
Okay. Kathy, up in Seattle.
You know, it was real interesting. Terry and I sat down last week and looked at where we want to go, and we mapped out our goals and our plans for August 1st forward, and today's August 1st. And so many of the things that they touched on, we sat here and said, you know, this is what we wanted to do. Have a lot of people you're working with, a lot of people, you know, in the pipeline. And the biggest thing I picked up on today, and this is so me, is the soft touch. Mm. I hate being sold to. I hate high pressure and used car salesman mentality. I can't stand that. And I don't want to be that type of a network marketer.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want any of my business associates being that type of a network marketer.
Absolutely.
Because we can give NECN a very bad name if we start going down that path.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that was the biggest thing I picked up on today. I'm like, yes, always remember that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that we often forget that if we despise that, if we don't enjoy that, as you're saying, that hard sell, and I found myself sharing this the other day with a brand new wellness consultant, talking about my introduction to NECN when Dennis Williams shared with our family, and there was no hard sell. There was listening,
yeah.
There was presenting, there was demonstration, and then there was him leaving and driving out the driveway and not really asking for credit cards or signature or anything. And, you know, we do that with enough people repeatedly, we're going to find people coming back, and we've had this time and time and time again, that say, hey, you didn't ask me to join. When are you going to ask me to join? Because I want to join. You know, what do I do to join? And the thing is, that's where we can, if we do that, again, repeatedly, and say, this is what's happened for us. I don't know if it's a fit for you, but this is what's happened for us. And we just keep doing that week after week, every week. And this is what I shared last week, that for me, if I can just simply every single week present NECN to at least one person, one new person, and show them what this thing is all about, then at the end of the year, well, I will have, you know, presented 52 new opportunities and go back. And some of us, we need to do more than that, and we can do more. However, for me, that's where I'm at. That's my goal. That's mm-hmm. my tangible, attainable number that I can work with. And I'm not talking going back and doing follow-up. That is totally, this is the difference between prospecting and recruiting and follow-up. Simply just presenting what NECN is without the twisting mm-hmm. of the arm. We pull down on arms. We don't twist arms. And remember that. So appreciate that, Kathy. Appreciate that sharing that. Anyone, Alfredo, did you get on the line? There's a long pause.
Steve here.
Okay, Steve's on board. We got a new one from Long Island, New York, longtime listener, but Alfredo Cabrera will be with us if he's not already. But Steve, what were your thoughts?
Well, you know, once again, just the, you know, they were in a position, they were offered an opportunity, they made a decision, and they didn't have bridges to cross to go backwards. They were broke, and there was only one way out, and that was to work, talk to people, and get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, just the tenacity there that, hey, this is what's going to happen, this is what we're going to do, and we did it. And then the other thing that was something that I had forgotten from 20 years ago or whatever, and that was to, as you're talking to the people, Sherry mentioned that she sat them down, she had them close their eyes, and then take them through the house, and, you know, to the house, to the neighbor, you know, to the neighborhood, to the house, what it looked like inside, and that's something I've forgotten.
Mm. And have we ever, you know, when we do that, I found this, and I wrote about this in my email this week, that, you know, for some people, they can't even envision it because they're so physically or financially impoverished that they can't even imagine what life would be like without that. And so they hold on to that so strongly that, you know, it may not be us. Like in Sherry's case, it wasn't the first, second, or third person that introduced her to NECN. It was actually the fourth. And so sometimes we have to allow people to transition so they can actually see themselves physically or financially or spiritually or emotionally well, because NECN's not going to help them if they don't really want that. And so sometimes slow it down a bit and allow them to, you know, really see that, and it'll happen.
Yeah. Another thing that rang true with me is the fact that it might not be for the person you're talking to right that second.
Mm.
It might not be for the person that they mentioned that they went to this presentation, or even the next person.
Sure.
But it was for me, and that was my situation. My sister's best friend in high school said something to my sister, who said something to my mom, who said something to me. Because I've never been approached by anyone directly about NECN.
Sure. And how many other people are out there, and someone reminded me this the other day, that when we're talking with somebody, we don't know who they know. And they could lead us down to a whole different road. And as Sherry pointed out, ask for referrals. And you don't have to physically do that as a, you know, a Cutco knife salesman would do, or somebody selling salads or, you know, cookware. Or can you go ahead and list out five of your closest friends that I could go do a presentation? I don't think that's really the best way to ask for referrals, you know, but watch people as you're talking about and you're sharing stories of what these products and what NECN has done for other people. Watch the light bulb go on in their mind, and you'll see they're thinking about names. And how often do we see, you know, a husband say to a wife, "No, your sister could really use this." And all of a sudden, you're not even asking for referrals because they're presenting them to us. We just simply have to make it aware. All right. Well, you guys have had some great comments. And again, I want to remind everybody.
This is Julie. I'm here.
Hi.
Good morning, Julie. Oh, we got a couple more. Julie, go ahead. What?
Yeah, and after Judy, this is Molly.
Molly, okay. Go ahead, Julie.
Yes, I like it. It's always good to have reminders. Of course, we all know attitude, but it's good to have that, you know, be reminded of it, and the gentle discovery. And also the simple line that water flushes toxins out so the body can work. And I think a lot of people don't realize that the first step to good health is proper hydration.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, especially in the summertime. I cannot tell you, we hit, we hit last night. Sorry, I'm laughing about this because it's just so ironic. 75 fire calls for the month of July, which is a record high for the little community of Corbett. And a good portion of those were trauma medical calls we went on them because people just didn't stay hydrated. And, you know, they go walking on a couple-mile hike or even less, quarter mile for that matter, and they're not hydrated, and their brain just doesn't function, and they fall down and get hurt, and well, we had people go into seizures and stuff. So, yes, absolutely, that hydration is the key, and why not, you know, get proper hydration with the PIMAG water and the best water that's available, and for just literally pennies on the gallon compared to going out and buying it, and that's really not clean water. So, Molly, go ahead. What did you glean from Jack and Sherry's story?
Well, Elisa says people tell me all the time, I hear it all the time, talk to enough people. And I don't talk to enough people, and my personality, and I keep saying that's not my personality. The other day, I asked a dentist, a Chinese dentist, give me a suggestion. I asked him, you were so well received in your talk with the Chinese people. What do you think that account for that reception that you have with the Chinese group? So he talked to me about various things among them that I think I better take it for sure that I would do it. He said, forget who you are. Your identity that as a volunteer, as a loving person, is not a salesperson, as nothing in return, it's no longer you. You are now earning money. So what? So you get something in return. That you should be. So we have to forget who we are, and I have to forget who we are. I keep talking to people, keep talking enough to people. And, of course, there are people who doesn't want to listen. You just have to find a way some other time to go back to them. And Judy talked about toxin being flushed out in the water. That was the first thing. So I talked to my friend who had just a stroke, but she doesn't think she has a need for the water. And another thing that she tried was the body energizer. I always want something like that. I would get that. Wow, I didn't think that she would want that, but I took that with me and put it in the car. I took the water into the house first, and after the water sitting here, I said, well, I'm not asking you to buy, you just drink it and see what happened. And then she asked me about something for the fee, so I went in the car and get it, and she ended up buying that. It's so awful. Water is so important, and she doesn't even give me the free.
Absolutely. Yeah, and Molly, you just hit on something that sometimes we'll go in presenting one aspect of wellness, and all of a sudden they'll look through the catalog or they'll see another product, and then they come back and say, well, that's exactly what I was needing. But, if we would have taken what, Sherry had alluded to, we get them to paint the picture of what we want to see. What would be the perfect example? What would be their dream, of physical or financial wellness? What would that be if they painted it for us and got us to understand? And, if we can get people, if we ask enough questions before we even get started,
My friend did admit that she wants to help to get her recover faster. She could speak, except the walking, the left side, the muscle is not cooperating. Even her fingers, her fingers does not point to where she wanted the finger to point to. So I know that she wanted to get recover faster, but she didn't listen.
Well, that's where we can always come back and follow up. As Joy Horton so eloquently said, you know, a few weeks ago, that we present Niken and we follow up and we follow up and then we follow up some more. And that's the important aspect of it. So, you guys, thank you so much. We're at the top of the hour, and I want to get off the phone so I can get into my day. And appreciate the feedback, appreciate the comments as always. And if you guys come across other testimonies that are out there, feel free to email them to me. I'd love to share them on the call, which I could just do with Nancy's. And I got one from Jean Ferdiska, another longtime listener from Cumberland, Maryland. And wait till you hear this one. I'll share it next week about the new limited edition travel pillow. Just an amazing story. And it's pretty lengthy, but I'm going to read the whole thing because it's just too cute. And too amazing. And here's a gal who's up there in age, and what happened with her with a new product after using everything else for literally years. And so, anyways, if you got testimonies like that, I'd love to share them on the call. And again, reminder, Larry and Mary Lou Rarden from the Seattle area will be with us next week. And I got some other stuff that I'm working on. Haven't nailed them down exact dates. Some fun stuff coming up. So look forward to having you join us next Saturday again, and we'll go from there. So have a fantastic weekend, and let's launch into August with a new sense of passion and determination. And if you make that decision now, as Jack alluded to at the very, very beginning of the call, that this is the month where people are kind of finishing up summer vacations, they're kind of getting back in the groove, into a schedule, kids are back in school, grandkids are back in school. The whole transition from August to September is a just an amazing time. I mean, there's every time is an amazing time to introduce someone to Niken, but being able to help people transition and see how this could fit into their lifestyle is a really good timing thing right now. So just kind of keep that in mind. All right, you guys have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next Saturday morning, if not before. Bye-bye, everyone. Anyway, thank you guys again.